especially in the GOP, on this specific bill because of all these little wrinkles. But at the end of the day, we're a firm no and encourage every lawmaker to oppose this tax as well.
I want to ask you, you mentioned all this federal money that's going to be coming in the door. The problem is, chances are it's going to be coming after the legislative session. How are we going to account for this money? How are we going to figure out how we're going to spend this money? And is it possible that might lead to a special session?
I think it is nearly a certainty we will see another special session over the coming months. It will not come until Nevada's elected leaders have fully understood how and where we can utilize these federal dollars. Federal money always comes with strings attached, often in bad ways. But it will be the duty of the current legislature to find ways to appropriately disperse these funds in the most efficient ways possible during a special session. I am 95% confident we'll see a special session in the next few months.
And is this going to be something like a July 15 or an August 15? What's the TikTok on that?
I don't know, and I don't think anybody will know, really, until we fully understand the budget situation we are in come next week, once Governor Sisolak signs up on the various budget bills that will come before his desk. So I have no inside word there other than it is commonly understood that it's coming.
Coming up on the program, we're going to talk about the, I guess what's been tabbed as Nevada's Green New Deal. We'll talk with Daniel Hancharoo about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, you are bumper to bumper Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana, and the traffic cameras see a fire. It's just off the freeway there. It looks just off Interstate 15 between Tropicana and Flamingo. So you're bumper to bumper nonetheless through that area all the way past Hacienda back to Sunset on 15 north. Also, slow flows on the south side of the 15 at Russell and Sahara. There is a crash on the right shoulder. Several vehicles involved. 515 westbound, that's at Eastern, and do expect some congestion. 215 westbound at the airport connector, and US 95 west, that's at Rancho.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The NBA Summer League is set to return, the NBA announcing that the annual event will be taking place from August 8th to August 17th. Games will be at the Thomas and Mack Center and also at the Cox Pavilion, and fans reportedly will be allowed to attend. Vegas Golden Knights hockey looking to take a 2-1 series lead against the Minnesota Wild after the two teams split the first two games of the series played in Las Vegas. The series now shifts to St. Paul, where the Golden Knights have not had very much success. Minnesota 6-0-2 all-time at home against the Golden Knights. Overall, since Vegas has come into the league, the Wild are 12-3-3 against them. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Say hello to happy, healthy hair at Ulta Beauty's Gorgeous Hair Event, happening right now. Get hair care happy with 50% off hair care essentials from brands like Hot Tools and Living Proof. And get wow-worthy hair with unbeatable deals on shampoo and conditioner pairs from brands like Redken. Longer sunny days just mean more time to show off your new style. Hurry, this event ends May 29th. Discover your best hair yet. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can actually increase your bottom line. And wouldn't we all like to do that? Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Daniel Honcharu staying around for one more segment. And obviously, this is a busy, busy time. 11 days left in the 81st Nevada legislature. And Daniel, now I guess we're starting to see Democrats rolling out their version of the Green New Deal. How extensive is it?
Yeah, so I'm actually not even sure if anybody in Nevada journalism has deemed it the Green New Deal, but I have, because when I first saw it, my first thought was AOC. Call it Green New Deal Lite, if you wish. Senate Bill 448, what it does is continues and accelerates the rate at which we are propping up the green energy renewables racket. I'm talking wind, I'm talking solar, with endless subsidies and abatements, the installation of EV charging stations across the states, all these abatements for industry insiders. You know, I'll tell you what, it's really good to work in green energy these days, because government bends over backwards to give you all the money you can. Now, of course, you know, this was brought on because Nevada, under current law, is required to meet a 50% renewable portfolio standard by 2030, and this appears to be the Democrats' avenue of reaching that. Of course, and what I'll always point out with the green energy racket is that nothing is greener than nuclear energy, but of course that is not in this debate. Nuclear is shunned by the left. For reasons still unknown to me, it is the most efficient and reliable and carbon-free power source we have. We should embrace nuclear and get rid of these government subsidy programs that eventually, like, you know, Joe Biden and the current Congressional PRO Act make clear, all these programs just want the governments to take over more and more of the economy. And they'll boost it, saying we'll create jobs. And yeah, we love jobs, but government's job isn't to create jobs. Let's let market forces do that. So, from our perspective, Senate Bill 448 takes exactly the opposite approach if you are actually worried about the climate. What I've always said, again, if you don't support nuclear power, I don't believe you are actually worried about climate change.
I want to ask you, SB 448, where is it in the process? It's obviously survived a couple of deadlines. Is it going to get a committee vote? Is it going to get to the floor of both houses?
Oh, you can bet that they're going to try and force this thing through however they can. Part of what frustrates me so much is that this bill was introduced so late in the game. You know, we're up in the high 400s here on the Senate side of bill numbers. So we only have 11 days now to debate the merits of this. It was work sessions yesterday, still no committee vote. But again, you can guarantee that Democrats are going to expedite this in as fast and a manner as possible. Again, it's strategic. The last week of the session is so chaotic. It's going to pass, and most Nevadans won't know it has.
Man, oh man, oh man. Another one of those kind of bills, SB 420. I call it the public option bill. It forces carriers, insurance carriers, to provide a public option. Where are we on that bill? I get more play on that, more social media on that than any other bill probably out there other than election reform.
You call it the public option bill. I call it Canada Zero Care. It is still being debated. There have been amendments proposed in the past day. I believe it's still in its original chamber. Now, of course, you're correct. Senate Bill 420 is a public option. What it is really is an avenue towards the single-payer system that Democrats all want. And if you recall the Las Vegas presidential debate when John Ralston and his other commentators asked all the candidates whether or not they support Medicare for all, and they all raise their hands. Yeah, this is of the same kind of idea. Now, there are some of those that say it doesn't go far enough. There are some who say it's only window dressing, won't make a big difference. We oppose it on the merits as virtue signaling. Regardless, getting government more involved in health care has only made things worse, will continue to make things worse. At one point in time, America will wake up and realize that market forces are the appropriate play here.
And by the way, is 10 years after Obamacare, are we any better off healthcare-wise today than we were 10 years ago?
I'll ask you, Kevin. When you ask your friends and coworkers, et cetera, what's their reaction? Because when I ask my family and friends, they say they're worse off.
Yeah.
So I think that's a common reaction, and further 10-year proof that government action in this sphere usually produces low or negative returns.
Wow. Daniel, I know you are really busy in Carson City. We'll let you get to it. Thanks so much. We'll talk again next week. And again, we're getting down to the final 11 days left now. We are into week 16, and June 1, it's all over. June 1, it is all over. Daniel, thanks so much, man. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
There you go. Daniel Honcharoo, Director of Legislative Affairs for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And this special NPRI report is brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos, he'll join us top of the hour. We'll talk about what's going on back east with the Colonial Pipeline and how trucking is an option. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Daniel Honcharoo, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. Thank you to him for joining us. Stay right where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer?
Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition. You know, one thing that's really I've really been turned on about, and that is this UFO thing. The 60 Minutes piece last Sunday, and it's gotten me to thinking that maybe there is something out there, someone. I mean, I don't know, but this is really scary stuff. I mean, this is like end of world stuff, which is a little scary. Jeremy Corbell is an investigative filmmaker, and he was on this morning on Fox. Dana Perino, and it was fascinating just watching this thing this morning. This is a guy that really believes that there's something out there, whether it's another nation or another world, if you will. Jeremy Corbell, though, said that UFOs, and this is cut one, UFOs are real.
There's a report that's going to be coming out, the Senate report. I mean, obviously a lot of it might be classified, but we'll see how much they actually give us. A possibility here that maybe this is technology that we are developing in secret, or that the Chinese or the Russians are developing in secret, or is it just extraterrestrial? What do you think?
That's the core issue. What our pilots, our American heroes in the sky are seeing are beyond advanced technology. They're beyond next generation advanced technology. We can no longer ignore this because of all the sensor systems that we have. So it's such an interesting time because our United States military is being confronted and our representatives are being confronted by the UFO presence. Now, what are UFOs? Where are they from? What do they represent? We're in real trouble if this is a foreign nation. Unfortunately, I don't see the evidence that it's ours. And honestly, this is happening around the world. So this technology is apparently from somewhere that we don't know. And that's what we need to answer. And hopefully that's what the report will start to answer this summer.
Jeremy, here's a clip. 2015 U.S. Navy pilot. Just listen to this here.
My gosh. We're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Look at that thing, dude. Look at that thing. It's rotating.
And we can go back to 2004, UFO spotted, apparently. I mean, that's the report from U.S. Navy off the California coast. Don't know if it's a UFO or not. Jeremy, you're obviously a believer. What are you a believer
in? No, I'm not.
What are you a believer in?
UFOs is not a matter of belief. You've been told by our government, UFOs are real. They represent a technology in our airspace flying with impunity over sensitive nuclear and military installations. This is an issue our military is dealing with. This is not a matter of belief. This is simply something we are now positively acknowledging, and hopefully the reporting is being destigmatized, and we're seeing that.
Do you know if we are talking with our NATO allies about what they might be seeing as well?
Very interesting question. We are actually speaking with other foreign nations who are also detecting these things on radar and visual and tons of electro-optic systems. It is a known understanding that these things fly with impunity and they breach, again, our sensitive military installations. So I would hope that the United States is working with our allies to try to determine the origin and intent of these unidentified flying objects, which they now call UAPs.
I don't know about you, gentlemen, Jim, but I'm scared to death of this thing. These crafts, or whatever, phenomena, whatever you want to call them, UFOs, they're doing things that aircraft cannot do.
Right.
No nation has this kind of technology, and to me, it's scary as all get out.
And the reason that it's so scary is because it's unexplained and. When they defy gravity, basically, and they go at such speeds where the sound barrier, they break the sound barrier, obviously, but they don't make a sound. There's no exhaust coming from any of these craft that they've been able to at least photo, anyway. So, yeah, that part of it is very, very scary, and it's unexplainable. It does remind me of watching The X-Files. Remember that TV show? Back in the 1990s, and you had Fox Mulder and Scully. She was the skeptic, and he kept seeing the UFOs, and she finally came around towards the end and started believing. Well, here we are, 20 years later, and I guess a lot of people are starting to believe, and the evidence is there. And even Obama let it slip out the other day about the potential of UFOs. And I would think if any ex-president would do that, it would probably be Trump. But
but the burning question for me is, why hasn't whoever these people are or whatever this entity is, why they have not engaged us?
That's very curious, too. Unless these are, and who knows wherever they come from, how long in our time frame does it take them to get here? Are they just observers? Observers will just come out and maybe take pictures in their time, send an email or whatever their technology is. And
are they into Snapchat yet? I mean,
I don't know.
Instagram.
But who knows? Maybe they are in communication somehow with their home base, wherever in the universe that might be, and they must just be observers at this point.
Wow, this is scary, scary stuff. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. That's Gentleman Jim Dallas. Great to have you with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Don't miss the huge annual Bullfrog Spas Memorial Day sale. During this special event, you'll save up to $2,000 off MSRP and get 0% financing for 36 months OAC. At this price, they're selling fast. Hurry in to place your order for a beautiful, energy-efficient, and fully customized hot tub at the Bullfrog Factory Store located at 209 North Stephanie Street in Henderson. This sale ends Monday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Yeah, I was just thinking, if this is an extraterrestrial group that is out there doing things, doing all kinds of aerobatics, that our technology just doesn't, it just can't fathom. Why is it they're not engaging us, and at least getting a closer look? Why are they out there doing this in deep space, and not saying, well, let's come into their solar system. Let's come in and just see who these people are, these crazy Americans, these crazy Ruskies. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, to me, it's scary that there is a force out there that has technology we have no clue about. And the other thing is, which you know, Jeremy Corbell mentioned, is what if this is the Chinese or the Russians or the Swedes? Maybe there's some crazy Swedish guy that has amassed all this technology and been able to build aircraft or spacecraft that can do this kind of thing. I mean, what do we do if somebody's got that kind of